The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Now, of course, we're changing gears briefly this morning as we speak to some wonderful ladies that is in the studio with me this morning dealing with single moms in Trinidad and Tobago. Now, just last week or week before, we chatted with Rondell Fields and we had a lot to say. And then the attorneys came in. The Friday before, and we talk about some of these paternity fraud that takes place in our country and what are some of the, you know, redemption, if they could call it that, that men can get to redeem themselves and finances that they would have put out. Some of them can't even get back the time for sitting on any people in them jail for women like, anyway, I have two women, I'm a batting my crease. All you call me, I send a message because I batting by myself this morning with these ladies. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, Davey. We're great. An interesting introduction. I'm Ariane Mitchell, and with me we have...
Good morning, everyone.
Pioneer.
Charisse Conta.
President, Chief Bottle Wash and Cook.
As Ari said, CEO.
CEO. This is our CEO.
Yeah, boy. A lot of estrogen in the studio this morning, boy. Anyway, good morning, ladies. Welcome to Freedom.
Are you scared?
Never.
Don't.
I can stand up to the scrutiny.
Nobody's scrutinizing you.
Well, watch,
it's
man.
All good.
This interview is...
I think therein lies the issue with men.
Issue.
They have this preconceived notion.
Defense is up.
No, not all are on the attack, all right? We're here to inform, educate, and have fun.
We shouldn't have our defenses up.
But against women, aren't we? The petite, innocent-looking, calm and emotional. Anyways, so yes, we're here as we're representing... SMSTT, Single Mom Support TT.
All right.
Yes, baby.
All right, no questions first. We're just going to
wing it. There's some questions. Let's get what happened. What initiated this Single Mom Support TT? Why?
All right, I'll say why. I am a single mom and I have been. And I think from my own personal experience and circumstances, I decided that I needed an outlet that was a bit different. That was... already in the space for single mothers, and I felt that I wanted to do something a bit different. Now, we are aware that there are single mothers groups and associations and so on, but I felt that maybe using social media as a platform may help me reach more people. But at the time, I was very discreet about it. No one knew it was me. I just opened a page and I started posting things and posting quotes and things that I was going through and finding things that were relatable. And I felt that a lot of moms or a lot of women were able to bond and connect with what I was saying. And at this juncture, I don't think it further because I realized that there are a lot of moms out there that need support.
All right, cool. So Rondell Field started up the Single Fathers Association thing because fathers were being abused in the court system. They were being brought up in for maintenance fees, arrested in some instances, and even imprisoned. All right, so that we had a grouse. And then when we did paternity, years later, we find out that he picked me not we own.
Wow.
That's
terrible. It has happened.
And there's no redress. One magistrate has been quoted as telling one person, paraphrasing here, that, well, you helped a minor child, so...
Was a big deal. Yeah. And I think that is the problem with our judicial system. I think there's not much review with the type of people are selected, how humane they are, and how refreshed in the system that they are, meaning that, you know... You want to do it. You sometimes in a regular 8-to-4, you do get, you know, despondent at times, seeing the same cases over and over. But I just feel like you still need to have the human aspect of it. And some magistrates do, in fact, fall in that category of inhumane or unjust or just plain old outright
bias.
That's right.
Thing about it is, it was formed. I'm trying to get to the point where the association was formed out of a need and a want for support for men who go through these type of things. Mm-hmm. When it comes to single mothers, let's get your side of things. We understand that the relationship has deteriorated, it has disintegrated, and babies or children were born from it. All right, what happens there? What is the position that takes women to that point? I don't know if the president or the PRO strategic planner for the organization would like to take it.
Well, since I'm fresh in the game, let me start.
What was it?
I mean, the thing is, no relationship or friendship or anything is guaranteed, right? I think in the interest of fairness and what a child deserves, they deserve both parents, even if they aren't together. And I think a lot of the times what women experience, they experience the bulk of the mental load, the physical load of caring for the child day to day, the running around, and of course the financial burden. I mean, the figures speak for themselves. A lot of the times, children who aren't in homes where they are both parents, they experience more poverty than children that are in homes with both parents, because obviously there's an economic disparity. There's one income coming in versus two. And it reaches to the point where a lot of the times the fathers, once the relationship, many of the fathers, once the relationship ends, so does their responsibility or their ties to the child.
Their ties,
so you have to, a lot of times they end up in court. And it is not only about money. Sometimes they try to, you want the court to help them enforce the time as well, but they can't, right? They will give you time. Okay, you can have the child every other weekend. The father not picking them up. You understand? You say there is no redress. You feel that, you know, with the single fathers, there's no redress for when they do a paternity test, which is there, which is their right to have that as well. But, Davey, you know what they say, right? In our local parlance, if you wasn't there, they couldn't call your name. So if you're not sure, go do the test. Because two people taking the opportunity to come together and engage in a practice where a child could be born out of it, doesn't negate your responsibility. If you're not sure, go take the test.
But he who alleges must be able to prove. So if you are alleging that I am the father because I was involved with you on a romantic level, mm-hmm. and now that relationship is no more, but you take me before the court because you now want money.
Wow. Oh my God.
It is not, and that's the thing, it's not you now want money.
No.
There's a child involved. And do you know the figures of those fathers that did the test? And they ended up not the father. It was like about 500 and something fathers over
versus
a course of 5 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And out of that, 140 plus were not the actual father. So what is that percentage to stand on a soapbox
but
and
that
shout?
That is still alarming.
No, and I'm saying there is still, yes, there is alarming, but we don't know the circumstances of all of those relationships. Some men willingly go with women who have more than one partner. I'm just saying, it's a matter of personal choice as well. If you don't want to go to court and pay for the child, do the test.
And who are to pay for it? Because you carrying me.
Sometimes the court
There is no court appointment, nothing. Huh? I'm telling you.
Well, if the father has to pay for the test, so be it.
Because what?
I
think whoever requested the test should. And most times it would be the father, and or it could be the woman. So whoever requests the test, pay for it. What's the big deal? Isn't it worth it to find out who the father is?
I mean, for me, I think it's worth it, because
right.
I want to be paid.
As you brought
years.
Up that point about paternity, there are fathers, especially the one that I would have had my beautiful son with, even though there's no question about paternity, and even the magistrate asked, are you sure? Yes, no doubt. So then what is the issue? Why aren't you supporting as you should? And he then said he was not employed. Now, self-employment versus regulated employment or with the public service, I get that, but it was very fair and reasonable when I quoted a particular figure. The magistrate agreed that my figure was fair, and there are still delays in payment. There are still warrants unissued and unissued because the very slow, sluggish system there is to have a warrant issued. Sometimes they even ask you to send it to your email to go and drop it by a police station because of how, you know, how stagnant that whole situation is in terms of getting that process on the go. You serve the summons, you attend court, then you get court dates spread out like 6 months apart. I'm having a current issue where the child's father isn't paying the portion suggested by the court, 50% of expenses with school.
Agreed.
He is actually asking for a decrease in the order, which is 50-50, because he's still claiming he's not working, which is very, well, based on, it's alleged that he has regained employment. So based on a figure, let's just go with a wild number. Let's say you're currently paying 100 a week. You want a decrease from that, so the magistrate was kind of asking, like, what's your reason? And he still said, he just have a flat answer, I'm not working, which is incorrect. Allegedly, it's false. Good morning. Allegedly, it's false. So even though paternity has been proven, there are some fathers who still refuse to do just because they have an issue with the mother. Perhaps the mother did not want to continue the sexual relations or the back and forth. And yeah, that happens. It's men are vindictive. Men
not
are petty.
All men.
Not all. But most of them, again, we get, and I feel really disheartened to hear that some men aren't able to get the redress after not being the father. However, what I'm here for, what we're here for, what the group is here for, is to identify those who are not assisting and lending the support or not getting assistance, lending the support to those mothers.
What I want to get to, and I want to take a call. A call is coming through.
Please.
I have a message. But the thing about it is, I want to commend you all both for taking this approach. I'm being very honest because this is not a bashing interview. This is an interview where I want you guys to highlight from a single mom's perspective what are the challenges you all face. I'm sorry that you all were a bit tardy this morning. I wanted to get this from the jump. All right. I want you all to highlight the issues because men spoke out about 2 weeks ago on the program and they talk about the issues that they face as a single father.
One issue.
And I want you.
Delayed court hearings.
All right.
Delayed court hearings.
Good.
Delayed summons issuance. Delayed warrants. Acting on the warrants.
There you go. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning. Davy, good morning.
Good morning.
Davy, I've felt disheartened for 20 young children that growing up without both parents on today's date. Now, I'm in collaboration with the people that, you know, fending for these children. But listen, it has some, I don't think any father or mother do not want to take care of their children that brought forth in this world. But it has some ladies that go around trying to con men, for instance, not let me say 10 out of 20. What about when a woman got pregnant and she has seen more than one man? Do you know she just make that 3 man or that 4 man feel that they are the father and collecting money? And these guys and them sometimes don't know each other. They don't even bunks up. One will meet in a food place, one will meet in a store. They never bunks up each other.
All right.
Now,
the
idea about it, the children have to be taken care.
Agreed. And I thank you. Agreed. Let me listen to this one as well.
Good morning, and morning to your guests. I kind of see things differently. I think there are a lot of circumstances where men want to stay involved in their children's lives and want to help, but women tend to make things difficult for a man if he has moved on, especially if he has moved on and gone into another relationship. They make it difficult for the man to stay involved. They make it hard for him to see his child. They sometimes withhold access and they use the child as a weapon against the man. And then when the man finally gives up because he doesn't want stress in his life and he's tired and he gives up and he moves on, then they want to tell the children that he's a deadbeat man, he's a deadbeat father, and he abandoned them. When the truth is that she ran him off.
Right. And those are truth and, in fact, instances that do occur. And this is why our group is here to support those women with therapy sessions to avoid instances like that, because it's not fair for you to have all these feelings and then take it out on the same person who you require to be there as your support, your co-parent. So, you know, I do understand that has happened, and I know it is a recurring decimal in some cases. So what we are here to do is highlight to those women who are feeling the stress, the pressures, they don't know what to do, or they feel they are going down that direction. And we're here to say that's not the way, and we have the support required. We are going to have therapy sessions for you, group sessions, and workshops to deviate from that go-to route. You understand? Because we are not going to be using our darlings as tools against these men, any form or fashion. We have to be done with it.
Beautiful. And one texter is saying perhaps the single fathers and single mothers should get together not only to advocate for equitable reforms, but also to educate younger people about healthy relationships and to take care of their children together.
And that's one of the plans that I highlighted with the CEO, with Charisse, in terms of, as I'm on board as a strategic planner, we have to meet with them because we need their support. It's not man versus woman. It's us doing the right thing for the children that we bore, the children that are in our care, and what we're responsible for.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Davy.
Not a woman caller, boy.
Because can only men work in. We on the way to work.
Yeah, follow me now, Davy. My name question is, when the women always have an advantage of the men, because when they go to court and they start to cry for the magistrate, the magistrate takes side with them one time. Sometimes these women are game players. They have 4 and 5 partners out there.
All right, Pa.
And they take advantage.
Allow the ladies to respond.
And listen, so are you saying to me that men don't have 1-5 partners?
Okay.
I mean, let's be fair. The men are allowed to go to court and hide their income
As
Ariane alluded to.
And that's my story.
They go to
hidden
court.
Income.
They go to court and say, I'm not working. Or... are just doing odds and ends, but you have to find it. As the mothers, to find it. If the child is living with me, I can't go with an excuse to the school and say, well, I don't have it this week, you know, and the father not working and we're all getting money. I have to find it. I have to find the school books. I have to find the school clothes. I have to find the food.
A driver, transportation. We are not afforded that luxury of coming up with an excuse and just being left with, okay, we have to decrease it.
They could hide their income. You could change jobs. You could switch your jobs. You could disappear from your
change
life,
address.
Right?
I know somebody who migrated. He left the country.
Especially if the mother has sole custody, and I find this happens a lot. If the mother has sole custody, the father could opt in or out, as he wants. So I'm not saying that there aren't instances where women may use the child against the father as a weapon, as one of your callers said. But who gives up on a child, really and truly? The same court system that you are saying the woman uses and they get custody, you use that same court system as a father to get your right
and
to
lobby
spend
for your
time
rights,
with your
exactly.
child.
Exactly, but do we
it's
see that?
Same, it's the same advocacy we have to do to the court that men need to step up and do if you are in that circumstance. But more often than not, these men can opt in or out of picking up the child. They could opt in or out of giving you money. They could opt in or out of spending time seeing them, calling them, doing anything. Right? Most of us single moms take on the full brunt of raising the child once the child lives in our home, under our roof. And you know, by far, it's more single mothers in our society than there are single fathers. I'm not saying there aren't, but more often than not, it's the mother taking on that role of both parents. And we do not have the opportunity to opt out. We will get held for child neglect. Children's authority will be coming knocking on our doors. So that's where the disparity is, I think. And I don't disagree with the male callers that there are women that will do things like that. But more often than not, it's the reverse.
I hear that, and that is what I was really happy to bring you all in this morning, because I wanted persons to get a balanced view, not just the one-sidedness where men are held responsible and fall victim and prey to women in court when the paternity test proves not theirs and there's no redress. And then there's a big claim, as you mentioned, in 500 it was 140, all right, out of the five, you have this thing, they're now alleging paternity fraud by women. Because it is being said that women tend to know, even though they're promiscuous or they have multiple partners, they tend to know when they get pregnant, I feel it's this one, and they can zero in. I don't know if it's an internal thing, you all have a radar, I don't know.
I can't speak to that.
Neither me.
All right.
I never had that situation.
You never had them scenarios.
No.
Okay, good morning.
Hey, Davey.
Morales, make it real quick.
Quick. You need to kind of let's look at hearing people better to deal with conflict situations. Because what I'm hearing here is a kind of back and forth with certain callers that fall in, and that will help us anyway, because the child is the one that has to continue and build society and build a relationship and continue the propagation of the race.
Well said, Morales. All right, thank you very much. Yeah, man.
And
hello.
That will fall under the category of parenting resources.
True. Good morning.
Morning to you, Davey, and morning to your guests.
Good morning.
Now, I'm a pet peeve for this because Davey, ma'am, you all tell me the data, because I hear men coming in and complaining that women set them up and kind of thing. Now, the first thing, Davey, my mother told me, if you don't, long time when we dive in river, you some mud. If you come out, if you have mud on your head, it means that you dive.
Oh, Lord, so Jesus. Yes.
I just tell men, your name won't call, Davey, if you ain't go there. I won. The second thing, what is the data showing that, listen, single mothers all over the place are tricked by men, that is one. And the second thing, what is a single mother in the context of how you speak? Father died, the man leave. Mm. If it's so, Davey, and guess, I think we should have laws compelling men to mind their children. Notwithstanding, there's a risk associated with men not being the father. Cover that in the law too, and we'll have a better society, because I don't believe in the expression single mother unless the father died. If the father is alive, you have both parents. So it's a single parent. If a father has been delinquent, it's a single parent. If the mother has been delinquent, that is what I want to, the conversation I want to hear in the context of the welfare of the child. But good program. But men just make themselves victim, Davy, because you know why? Sometimes we can't resist the temptation.
Scuba divers, what that's right. No, I just went on his.
No, you're correct.
I mean,
correct.
We say single mothers in the context of being unmarried in terms of your status. And I mean, that's how society, that's how society kind of sees us. And in the same tone, it sees men the same way. Your father reason, you're a single father, right? People become single parents by different circumstances. Obviously, there's divorce. There's, okay, you had a relationship and it didn't work out. You're a single parent. You're a single parent through
death.
Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily a negative connotation unless you put that spin on it. But you know, as a society, we kind of tend to look down on people who are single parents, and particularly single mothers. We get blamed a lot. Look, she choosy. Why she went behind me? It's two of us.
And that's it's why both of us. Most
we
of
didn't
us,
work out.
Especially career moms, feel that sense of shame
mm-hmm.
or doubt within ourselves to actually speak up. And finding a groups like this, we want to help you get past that stigma, past that shame, forgive yourself, and get with the program, which is get to what you need to be mentally stable, because a healthy mind will have a healthy lifestyle.
And it would have healthier outcomes for the
children,
child.
Most
the
important.
The person reason the child needs to have a good mental state, and that's what a lot
stability.
Of parents, other parents,
and you
other
could,
parents
you could have needs. A single parent and a stable household, and that's what we strive for our current children.
I want to get that point across in a few minutes. Kadeem, good morning. Kadeem? All right. Good morning. Caller, very quickly, please.
Yes, I think given all that has been hearing, we have two real solutions, because this has been going on all the time, for a lifetime.
Quickly.
Let's be more serious mm-hmm. with respect to the relationship of sexual relations.
That's right.
We have to really, really pay attention to it. And I think being married is a real sign of a commitment. And I would really advise young people, and we should advise them also,
all right.
to get married. That's important.
I mean, listen, we ain't here to be marriage counselors and whatever. Kadeem has a point before you respond. Kadeem?
Hey, good morning, David. Good morning to you again.
What's happening?
I think it's a trigger the whole issue about family planning. And
yeah.
that way, persons will understand the role that they have, whether be it male or female. But I really want to disagree with Rowley's
junior
position
yeah.
in terms of stating that irrespective of if a guy was there and the child is not his, it just should be lost to him to mine it. Rowley Jr., if you want to be Santa Claus or Papa Noel, which is saying this as Spanish, you're fine. But there should not be no law to penalize any individual if somebody was deemed to be promiscuous.
You see,
isn't his baby.
All right, Kadeem, thanks. You see, what Rowley Jr. was talking about is the fact that I believe at the juncture, right, it was a conversation that we had in a previous conversation stating that at that point in time, before you sign the birth certificate, a paternity test should be done. I think a lot of homes will mash up if that happens. A lot of homes.
The previous caller mentioned something about parents being married, and I would like to say it still doesn't... secure you
yeah.
there are women that are associated with my group who are married single mothers. They do everything for the child and they're in a marriage and not getting help
mm-hmm.
from the father. So it doesn't mean that automatically once you're married
it's a secure situation.
It will secure you.
We're still
in that
hopeful that the male partner does the right thing.
Let me ask you guys a question. What about getting into newer relationships? How does the new partner deals with the child or children born from previous relationships? So what type of assist or education are you providing to mothers when getting? Is that burden to be placed to that person unless it's voluntarily done?
Burden.
You know, this is
I'm not advocating for anyone to be burdened per se by anyone else's child. It is very difficult getting into new relationships being a parent, because there's that delicate balance between your child meeting this new person and understanding the type of relationship, and then you always have to be protective of your child because you have to get time to know this person. And I wouldn't want to place that responsibility on anyone. That's
on
my
a new
personal
person. Yeah,
that's my
I
personal
think
view.
To be
If the man opts to assist with whatever's going on because they are in a relationship with you, then there's that. And that's positive and that's welcome.
All right. Just before we continue, I know we're running out of time.
You should take a pause before you even introduce your child to somebody new, unless, you know, it's a secure, serious relationship. Then you do the introduction.
Just make sure. You gotta make sure. All right. Yeah. So let's get it back to the single moms support group that you all formed. Registration must be done. But I want to really highlight before we wrap the interview quickly on some of the really burdening factors that single moms like yourself go through. You started mentioning it, and I really want you to compound on that, reiterate those points. You talk about the lackadaisical approach of the court, the dinosauric and archaic way in which they handle warrants and court matters. What else can you say to our listening audience that affects single moms that you all are really forming this group to help alleviate?
I think the financial burden is a big one as well. As we were saying, you could go through the course, but what is dictated on paper doesn't always happen in reality. You spend a lot of time chasing the father to the courts for assistance financially, emotionally, because if you are the one caring for the child and you have the emotional toll, you have the day-to-day up and down with the child, the extracurricular activities, the homework, that time is also a factor. So we want to help in those areas as much as possible. I want to make sure and enforce the fact that the group is a positive one. We, as Arian previously said, we're not here to bash men. We just come in from lived experience, our own lived experiences.
Like that.
And how we could help other mothers overcome that, all right? Arian is in a place that I was in a few years ago. I'm no longer in that place. But I'm still a single parent, but I now have more cooperation from my daughter's father. So I could help her navigate some of that. And that's some of the things that we want to try to do with the group.
Yeah, and definitely emotional aspect of the factors that affect single mothers. The fact that your child asks about the other one. Those questions come up very often when you see settings in schools, Father's Day projects.
Absentee fathers is a problem as well.
Yeah, so those projects, even though it's happening in school and you're trying to keep your child emotionally protected up until a particular point, the world is not going to keep him or her protected from knowing that their father is absent. So that is where, again, I'm advocating for, because that's what I go through, that mental health and that protection of my son, because you can't hide it for however long. And I don't ill speak the parent. I don't even say the name so as to not bring up conversation. But there was an introduction. He knows who it is. And from time to time, I get those questions. And being an emotional person, I usually have to swallow hard and
it hits home.
Get a positive response to move on from it. And then when he's no longer in my space, I go to the other room and cry my eyes. I release.
All right.
It's really difficult to live without that, because nobody sets out to be a single parent, especially in the absence of death or whatever. Nobody sets out. And when that happens, it's heartbreaking, because you now have to figure out how to do this solamente. And that is pretty difficult, because that's not your plan.
We're also talking about you having to deal with the medical well-being of the child. The child is crying out to you in the night. It's you alone. There's always no other person there. Have you all ever considered to have a shared custody? Is that ever something? And this is from personal experience, where this month you stay with dad, next month you're with me, kind of thing.
I mean, those things could be negotiated, but you also have to think about the child's stability in having to share two homes like that in a major way.
And
right?
as a teacher, I've seen that not work out well for parents.
Okay,
where,
cool.
You know, my student, I forgot my homework there, it's over there.
Yeah.
And then different disciplinary...
Different styles of discipline
affects
homes.
That. So while we want to encourage co-parenting, we have to be more realistic what's a balanced and stable situation for the child. So the month-on-month off, that could only work during vacation time, I believe.
In terms
of a steady school system, a term one, term two, perhaps academic years, we keep a steady home. And that's what
it's either with mom or with dad.
Or with children, dad,
whichever way.
Yes.
Children flourish a lot more with stability, however that may come. I am not against that idea, but I just think for the day-to-day realistic aspects of it, what Arian raised is actually very challenging to do between two people. I mean, Trinidad is not that big.
Mm-hmm.
We could manage it with the child living in one home. It doesn't necessarily have to be the mother.
It could be a weekend thing. It could be every other weekend.
It could be. It could be. You could pick them up from school.
Yeah, even a drop home from school.
A pick up from school. You're getting to spend time. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that you have to be there 24/7 because you working, I'm working, the child is in school. But make yourself available for the things that are necessary.
Spending time. So if money is the issue, let's say in my case, which was the case since the child was born. The business didn't do well because of COVID-19. Still talking about COVID, no business. Understand? So I would have said, and I have offered solutions. You can come and visit. I'm working on the weekends on radio. You can get to know him for 3 hours and let's move on from there. I've never forced the issue. And I realized, well, wait, no. I am providing like a plethora of options and you're not exploring any. It has to be something deeper. And that's when it's unfolded that they too are living in a web of lies and you are crossing the crossfire, you were caught in the crossfire. And in order to protect the lie that they told, you and yours have to, quote unquote, bear the brunt.
Ladies, I have to pull it there. But I want to reinvite you all next week, if possible. Let's have a part two to this conversation. Let's deal with solutions. We talk about the complaints this morning, some of the issues. I want our next week's conversation, God's Be Alive, that we revisit the same thing. But let's talk about solutions that the single parent support group is pushing for.
Okay, right, and I just want to remind...
And the launch.
We having a nice little launch party.
A nice big launch. This is big. This is big.
I'm not going to tell you anything, Ariane. Do it.
Sorry.
Yeah. Little, what are you talking
this
about?
This coming Sunday, the 23rd of November.
She was on the radio voice.
Yeah, and we're officially launching the collaboration between Ariane Mitchell and Charisse in the form of Single Mothers Support TT.
I just want to encourage persons to follow the Instagram page. It's Single Mothers Support TT. And of course, we have a lot of good things coming out in 2026. So we have a lot to look forward to, and we're going to be working really hard to work with parents.
I want to be I jump in on that. I jump in on that. So this is happening Sunday.
This Sunday at 5 p.m. Ari Peter Avenue, Tipsy Ibis. That's on the corner of
Petra.
It's
a free event.
Free event. However, we are encouraging people to come with a little extra.
Any drinks free?
No. It's a free entrance because we're celebrating my birthday as well. The big 4-0. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in essence of, you know, my legacy, what I want to start focusing on my legacy. And my legacy is philanthropy and being supportive in my community and the wider nation. I believe that we are asking for assistance early on, contributions, because it's not paid. We're going to have that massive glass box for all those who want to pledge any financial contributions.
Thank you very much, ladies. This has been a pleasure with Charisse and Ari.
Thank you so much, David.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.